I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guy.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys. Hey, that Butcher Block Social, serious. He's not a sponsor. There was no paid endorsement. I went there. I ate his brisket. That street corn is off the chain. And
Randy, I'm pretty sure that if anybody has trouble finding it, just crack the window and smell.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. As you're going down 37 through Caledonia, it's not that big anyway, so you can't miss it. But worth the trip. I'm just telling you, it's worth the trip. I want you to remember things. Barbecue is not cheap. He's not overcharging for anything, but barbecue takes time, love, and a lot of work to make it that good.
This ain't hot now.
No, not at all. Not at all. But sit-down place, like I said, live music, really cool. Really cool place.
If you're going to hit that bourbon wall, take that 17-year-old kid, make him drive.
Yeah, exactly. Because it is a candy store, and it's a cool experience. A great – West Michigan needed one of these, and this is a guy that's local – And is pulling
the
it
south
off.
The South Side really needed one.
Right.
I mean, there's a few good barbecue guys and some nice restaurants, but man, there was a hole down there in the South Side of Grand Rapids that needed a nicer place.
Yeah, and a lot of people come through there. Absolutely. So, Chaz, we're on the eve of deer season, October 1st. The deer season opens for our bow hunter buddies.
Yeah, I got to go up to camp and do a little bit of mowing.
Yep, and for your shooting lanes and things, sure. But
chase the mice out of the blinds. And
right. Yeah, pretty much a guy like you that shoots multiple deer a year always has a little bit of venison left over. And I have ground venison that is okay. I don't really like it. I usually mix it with something to give it a little more fat and a little more flavor. And so I want to talk about this thing called a shotgun shell. There's a place on...
I got plenty of good recipes for you.
Okay. So I'll do this one quick. But I mix Italian sausage with the venison and then a little bit of cheese and a little bit of diced jalapeno. Mix that all up. And you know what a manicotti shell is? It's about the size of a shotgun shell round. And you pack that meat and cheese mixture inside of that, a raw piece of manicotti. Okay? I mean, it's not boiled. It's not softened. It's just a raw, crunchy one. You put that, pack that meat in there. Then you wrap it with a piece of bacon. And then you sprinkle on your...
The duct tape of food.
Right, yes. Then you sprinkle on some sweeter barbecue seasoning, and you set them on a tray, and you put them in the refrigerator overnight. And what that's going to do is that's going to draw some of the moisture out of that meat and soften that shell enough. Then you're going to put them on the smoker for an hour at about 300, and they're going to smoke. And then at the end of that hour, what you're going to do is take some... I like apple barbecue sauce. Take a little bit of that, brush it on there, shut your smoker lid, give it about another 10 to 15 minutes to get that tacky, pull them off and let them cool. They're called a shotgun shell. They are fabulous.
And that's from that meat church guy.
Right, yeah, right. Meat church is all over, just like it sounds, M-E-A-T-C-H-U-R-C-H. Meat church is where I got that recipe. Can't lay claim to it, but I made them, and they're fantastic. But I used some old venison for it, right? I had some ground venison.
So. Well, I'm never short on venison.
Right.
I drop 2-3 animals a year.
Right.
And I really love this stuff. Now, I learned a lot of different ways to make it. Now, one of the first things you have to realize, venison holds a lot of moisture.
Yep.
So you don't want to rush it because you're just going to boil that off, dry it out, and then it's going to be like, eh.
Yeah.
So you want to cook your ground venison a little slower.
Yep.
Don't cook it anywhere near as hard as you do beef.
Right.
If you have one, maybe your animal came out of the swamp or something like that, and it's got a little bit of gamey flavor to it, I'll tell you, all you got to do is take some of that beef stock powder,
yep,
throw that in there, and it just masks that right off, makes it taste a little bit better. I also like to, you know, use the cornstarch in there and make it a little thickening gravy on it and stuff. And you can use that when you're making your chili. I love it in the spaghetti.
Right.
I even do it with white sauce and noodles.
Okay.
Just brown it up, season it up. I like it a little spicier than most people, but...
Right. Well, that's just your taste. Yep,
I get that. I run it in with a sauce, and it's the perfect ground meat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those of you being health conscious, it's a hell of a leaner.
Right.
As you were saying, you're mixing fat with it just
to get it going. Get it going, yeah.
But if you cook it slower, you don't have to mix as much fat into it.
Right. Right.
And you can use your spices, your herbs, and things like that to add your flavor profile rather than having to rely on an Italian sausage or something right. that's coming with a flavor profile.
Right, right.
And a lot of my friends just love it. Now, it's not the greatest thing in the world to make a patty out of. Everybody's got a recipe how to do it.
Yeah.
Most of them don't turn out that great.
Right, yeah. Well, they overcook them, and then it gets dry. And
so,
yeah.
Skip the burger and go to the Sloppy Joe.
Right.
Yeah. And you're going to enjoy it. Or an open face sandwich is just awesome
yep.
To do that with. You can use them in stews, all kinds of things. There's a lot of uses, but you just got to remember you're not cooking beef.
Right.
You have to address this as the delicate meat that it is. It's naturally a lot leaner.
Right.
So if you're looking for that in your diet, why go mix it up with fat?
Right.
Do something a little slower, easier with it.
Yep.
Now, I've also gotten into using it in stir fries.
Oh, yeah.
And
so you're cubing it up?
No, I'm using ground.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Bambi fried rice.
Oh.
I mean, it turns out just absolutely wonderful with ginger.
Oh, yeah.
And you just shave your ginger root when you're making your fried rice and put it right in there. Any of the other stir fries, I mean, you can put a whole Michigan twist on it and use Michigan vegetables.
Sure.
I'll tell you, carrots, onions, Brussels sprouts run over the mandolin.
Uh-huh.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
You put that in with a stir fry, make up a little bit of that.
Keep your fingers
starch.
Back on that mandolin.
Oh, yeah. You got to be careful with the mandolin.
Yeah.
As well as your good sharp knives.
Right.
And make up your little bit of starch thickener. Put that in there with a flavorful sauce. And I've even gone to where I'm putting some barbecue rub. Mm-hmm. It's got a little sugar in it, got a little mustard powder or whatever in it. Blending that up into my ground meat and set it in the fridge overnight.
Right.
Let it hydrate. Let some of that water come out of the venison, hydrate the spices and flavors and stuff, get it all kind of mushy and mashy and stuff, then start cooking with it, but go easy on it.
Right. You don't want to be too hot. You don't want to cook too long.
No, and I love my cast iron for it, but don't use it like you do a sear and a steak.
Right.
Just medium to low heat and just take a little bit more time.
Right.
And you're going to be really happy with those.
And results. I wouldn't stir it a ton either to beat it up because it'll fall apart.
Yeah, it's right? already you pretty
wanna,
finely ground.
Right, you want to turn it. You don't want to stir it kind of thing. So, but, you know, just little tips like that that make venison good. But
now, kebabs, if
yeah.
you got some extra steak
right.
or whatever. And, you know, venison steak does not come out beautiful cuts like
right.
you expect
right.
down to the butcher shop with the beef.
Right.
So a lot of times what I'll do is I'll cube it up. And I have some of these nice stainless steel skewers.
Right.
And, well, we had it the other night at your place.
Right.
By the pool.
Right.
We made up some venison kebabs.
Yep.
And they cooked just beautiful up with those vegetables. And you just got to roll it a little slower.
Right.
And, oh, my God. And it's so tender.
A marinade on steak is good, too. I wouldn't marinate it too long, but just to give it a little flavor profile, teriyaki base or whatever you like on that is also good for the skewer meat.
Yeah.
Right? And
well, now I do my onions and my mushrooms in there too.
Okay.
Because mushrooms are just a sponge. Why not suck up the flavor and get the joy all the way around?
Yeah. Good stuff.
But things really like tomatoes stuff. And other the juicier things, you don't want
right.
to throw those in the marinade.
Right.
But marinate them up, then skewer them up. Just put on a glove. Have a little fun with the mask. The kids will love it.
Right,
too.
Yeah. Speaking of gloves, if you're using those metal skewers, don't grab the end of it, even though it's not on the grill. Sometimes you'll leave an inch or two of the end out, and you close the grill lid, right? And when you open it up, that heat transferred.
They got this thing called tongs.
Yeah, right. Make sure you turn in your skewer with a tong, because you'll have I've got some metal ones that got a ring on the end of them, right?
You got a tattoo now?
Yeah, right. The thumb, there's a nice little ring on your thumb when you're stupid enough to grab the thing and go, whoa, that's hot. Yeah, but anyway.
But no, venison is one of those great meats that if you're from Michigan and you're a sportsman, it's just an awesome bounty that we get to harvest.
Right.
The enjoyment of camp. I mean, I know you don't hunt, but you like going to camp.
Well, that's yeah, right. My wife is not terribly fond of venison, and it takes us forever to eat one. And so it's like I go be the camp cook. I got one of those coming up the first weekend in October where I just go and cook for a couple of days and listen to the stories and drink beers with my buddies, and that's deer hunting to me. I don't even take a weapon, you know, and I got all of them. They're all down in the locker are in the safe, and they just don't see the light of day much anymore. But
well, that's all right. If you need venison, just call. I'll come over and set it by your tiki bar.
Yeah. So, Chaz, thanks for stepping in and sitting down with me this week for Barbecue Bob, who was out doing a catering gig today. But really appreciate you coming in. You always are just a wealth of knowledge, and we'll make sure we do this again.
I hope to see you this afternoon at the Beer Fest down on the Calder.
Yeah, I think, you know what? All I got to do is convince Mama of that. But you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out and fire up a grill and create some smoke in your backyard. We'll see you next week.